Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, picking it up on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom with my Vayivoyitz. So we're discussing that Yeravam ben Novot had an eight says to how to sway the people. So it says like this: Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shehoshiv Rasha Eitzot Tzadik. So he set up the Zakenim, and he planted a Rasha there amongst the Tzadikim. Amalun, he said to them, Chasmisu akoda avino, will you sign, meaning and agree to everything that I want to do? Amalay, since they knew he was the Melech, hey, yes. So Amalahu, Malka be'ena lemehve, I want to be the Melech, I'm sorry. Yes, so Amalay, they said, hey, okay, we're masking. Kolda amina lechu avitu, will you do everything I tell you? Amalahu, hey, they said to him, hey, yes. Afilu lemiflach lavodazar, even to bow down to idols. So Amalei tzadik, there's a tzadik citizen. No, chas v'chalila. No way. Not God forbid. So Amalei Rasha l'tzadik. So the Rasha who had been planted there by Yeravam said to him, Salkadaitach the gava kiravam palach lavodazara. Come on, do you really think that somebody as great as Yeravam, this big Talmud Chacham, he would really do worship of Avodah Zarah? Ella, what's pshat? Lemin sinhu hu dekoa boy. He's testing us. Ikablisu lememre. Are we going to accept his words or not? That's really what he's testing us with. So therefore, okay, don't worry about anything. I pick up on the top of him an aleph. Va'af achi ha-shiloni oto. And even achi ha-shiloni made a mistake, and he signed this. So the Yad Ramah says, no, he didn't sign the part agreeing to be Ovid of Avodah Zarah. What Achi HaShiloni signed was the first part, that Yeravam would be the Melech, right? So he made a mistake, but Chosim he signed. Deho Yehu Tzadiku Rabahava. So this is what caused Yehu later on to do a Averus. Shneemar V'yomer Hashem El Yehu Yan Asher Heti Voisa Lasa Sayosha Be'eni Kechol Asher Be'Levavi Asisa Leves Acha V'nei Revi'im Yeshu Lecho Al Kisei Yisrael. So because Hashem says, yay, because you did good, and you did what was yosher in my eyes, and what you did to Achav, everything that was in my heart, so then in the fourth generation, your kids will sit on the Kisei Yisrael. V'chsiv ha'yehu lo shamar l'leches p'toras Hashem l'kei Yisrael b'chol levavo lo sar me'el chatois yurovam asher hecheti es Yisrael. So Yehu didn't follow what Hashem wanted. He didn't remove what Yerovam had set up, right? He caused the Averus. So my gomrole. So what caused Yehu to do this? What did this? So Amar Abaye says like this: Bris krusa l'sfasayim. When you say something, that creates a bris. So Yehu had a plan, a ruse to trick them and to get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Shneamar, he tricked him. He said like this: Ach avodas baal mat. Achav did a little bit for Baal. Yehu ya'avdenu harbe, but Yehu's going to do it a lot. He's going to be Ovid a lot. So even though he didn't have intention to actually do it himself, he was using it as a trick, but that's what it means. The bris krusa l'sfasim. It's fasayim, that when a person says something, it makes a roshan, makes an impression. So that's why, according to Abaye, that's what caused Yehu to be nechsho. Rav, Omer Rav has a different answer. Chosam shel Achi HaShiloni Rav v'toh. So he saw that sign, that the signature that Achi HaShiloni, the big tzaddik, had signed. And again, using the Yad Ramah's pshat, that it was not the actual heter to worship idols, but just the fact that he was masking to Yeravam being a melech. So when he sees the big Navi agrees to that, so he thought that everything else was okay and was permitted to act the way that Yeravam ben Nava did. Dichsev, so continuing discussing him, v'shachato seitim he'miku v'ani musa l'chulam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, heim he'miku mishali, v'ani amarti kol she'ena oile l'regel oiver ba'asei. Right, that if a person who doesn't go to Yerushalayim on one of the shalosh regalim is over with there's a mitzvah's asei, if it's regel, v'heim omru kol ha'oile l'regel yedakir becherev. Maybe when you even stab, you'll be stabbed with a sword. So that's the way Yeravam was able to convince people not to go to Yerushalayim. Vahiba esahi v'Yeravam yotzim Yerushalayim. At that time, Yeravam left Yerushalayim. V'yimtza oiso achi hashiloni hanavi baderech. And he sees achi hashiloni on the road. V'hu miskase b'salma chadoshi. He was covered in a brand new garment, right? Tana Mishum Rabbi Yosi Eishi Mizumenes Lipuronos. This was a time, it says that he saw Achi HaShiloni At that time, that was a that's what the pasuk says, right? Vahibe Esahi. So that was a time that Esahi we're talking about was a time that was destined for peronis, for punishment. Be'es pukudosam yovedu. At the time of their punishment, they're going to be destroyed. Tan Mishim Rabbi Yosi, Eis Mezumenes the Puranos. It's a time that was set up for punishment, but Eis Ratzon Anisicha. At the at an acceptable time, at an auspicious time, I've answered you. What does that mean? Satan Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Eis Mezumenes Latova. There's a time that's set up for good things. Ovion Pakti Ufakadati Alehem Chatosam. That I'm going to punish and remember them for their sins. Tan Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Eishi Mezumenes Leponos. The time set up for the punishments. Vahiba Eishahi, at that time, Vayered Yehuda Me Eish Echov. That's the time in Parshas Vayeshev. You see him, Lashon, when Yehuda was lowered after Mechivas Yosef, he went down in the eyes of his brothers. Tan Mishum Rabbi Yosi, Eish Mezumenes Leponos. That was a time that was for Peronos, for not good things. Vayelech Rachavam Shechem. So then Rachavam goes to Shechem. Because everyone's going to be mamlechim, was going to make him the king in Shechem. So, Tanim Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Malkul Muzuma on the Peronos. That Shechem is a place. We just finished talking about times that were set up. Here's a place that's set up for Peronos. What happens? Bishchem Inu Ezdina. Bishchem. In there, in Shechem, they violated Dina. Bishchem Mochru Echav Es Yosef. The brothers sold Yosef. Bishchem Nechelchu Malchus Beis David. And the Malchus was divided. So you have three things with the word Bishchem. It says in a Chassidish Svarim that Bishchem is Rosh Tevis for Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Beis Shin Chavmem Bishchem, that there's a tremendous Gili that comes out from all these incidents. Beyond the scope of the daf, but to talk about that, Rachavas is Rosh Rabbi Chanani ben Tradon came out from the Maisa with Dina, and Mashiach comes from Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David comes out from these other acts as well. Okay, continuing now. V'yiravim yatzim Yerushalayim. Yeravim left. So Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa sheyatzim Pisco shel Yerushalayim. He left the destiny. He took himself out of the category of those who lived in Yerushalayim, and he was never going to come back. V'yimtzo oiso achi hashilonu hanavi baderech v'hu mischase v'salma chadasha u'shnehim levadam besode. So now it quotes the remaining part of the pasuk. They were alone in the field. So the Gemara asks, Pasuk, what does it mean? My be Salma Chadasha. What's this brand new item of clothing? Amr of Nachman kis Salma Chadasha. Ma Salma Chadasha ein bo shum doifi. Just like there's nothing wrong, there's no imperfections in a brand new garment. After Rosh Hashanah Yeravim lo haya bo shum doifi. So too, there were no flaws in the learning of Yeravim. He was such a big Talmud Chacham. Dover Ach, another Pshat, Salma Chadasha. Shechidshu devarim shelo shama. Ozen me'olam. He said things that no ear had ever heard. Ma'ishneim levadim basada. What does it mean that they were both alone in the field? Amr of Yehud, Amr Rav. Shekol talmidei chachamim dom lifnehim ki isbe hasada. Any of the talmid chacham who was with them or would be so small like grass in the field. I mean, they were just literally, you know, above everybody else. Ikeda amri, different pshat, same idea. Shekol talmid Torah megulin. Lohen kisoda. Everything was revealed and open to them. You know, like a field, you look and you see it's all expansive. They had, you know, kol atzar kul at their fingertips. It was open to them. All right, like we see, like an open book, right? Like an open field. Lohen, titni shaluchim al moreshes gas, bate ach ziv la'achzav l'malche Yehuda. So you give gifts to the moreshes gas. It's like a deception for the Malchi, for the Malchi Yisrael, for the kings of Yisrael. Om Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Yotz Baskol. The Baskol came out. Again, we've seen in the Masechta, Baskol Tosis, I think it's back on Yud Aleph, the Baskol is like a reflection. It's like a second generation, right? It's an echo, so to speak. Well, not a reflection, but an echo of Ruach HaKodesh. V'omlehen mi shaharages haplishti v'horish eschem gas titnu shiluchim levanov. So the one who killed the plishti, right, meaning David HaMelech, and gave you the city of Gas, you're going to give gifts to his sons and rebel. Bate achziv la'achzov l'malchi Yisrael. This is going to be a deceitful thing for the Malchi Israel, and therefore eventually they're going to be abandoned by their subjects. Amar b'chinin bar papa. So this is the Gemara in the sixth parak of Ketz Mevarchim, sixth parak of Brachos. Anybody who gets hanoah from this world without a bracha, you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stole from Knesset Yisrael. Shnei Mar, as the Pasuk says, Gozel Avi Ve'imo Va'omer Ein Pasha Chavir Hu L'ish Ein Pasha, sorry, Chavir Hu L'ish Mashchis. So he says that there's no sin over here, so he's a Chavir, he's a friend, a companion to a destructive one. So the Darshan says, Ve'ein Avi Ve'lachash Baruch Hu, Aviv is an expression of Hashem, Shnei Mar, Halo Hu Avicha Kanecha, Ve'ein Imo El Knesset Yisrael, and Imo, your mother, is Knesset Yisrael. Aim is referred to as the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael. These terms are used interchangeably. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'altitosh Torah simecha. So Torah simecha, that the Torah is the referring over here to the Knesset Yisrael. So my chaver hu ish mashchis, what does it mean? He's a chaver, he's a friend for the destructive person. So chaver hu li rav ben Navat. He's like a companion for Yerav ben Navat. Shehishchis Yisrael avim shevash shemayim, because he was mashkes, he destroyed the Jewish people from and corrupted them from Avinu Shebashamayim. Vayidach Yeravam es Yisrael miachrei Hashem vehechetiam chato gedola. He caused them to do a chato gedola. So Amr Bichani kishtei maklois hamatizois zoezo. It's like two sticks that knock into each other and cause each other to spark, like to move apart. Okay, so now we're talking about this, the Gemara goes back to the Chet HaEgel, right? Discussing because again, Yeravam set up, what's it called? A golem. So the Chet HaEgel. In the Shar Mitzvot B'Halacha brings down that Egel, Ayin Gimel Lamed, is Rosh Tevis for three Averos that people are Nichshel again in every day, as it says in the Gemara in Baba Basra. Okay, v'dizav. Amru devei Rabbi Yanai, Amru Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'boi nisholam, b'shvil kesev v'zav shehish patu lohen Yisrael ad shomer dai, garam lehem lasos lehem elohei zav. Because you gave them so much gold and silver, so then you had to say enough, right? So then that's what caused them to sin. I mean, they had so much material to work with. Moshel, they say, parable, Ein aridores v'nohe mitoch kupa shel tevin. A lion doesn't roar over a basket of straw. El mitoch kupa shel boser. But if he has a basket of meat, then that's what he's going to be satiated after he's done eating that. So therefore, meaning saying that the blame is not entirely theirs. You, Hashem, contributed by enabling them with all the gold and silver. Before Yeravam came along, we were suffering from one egel. But now there are two and three egelim. Omer, because he set up in Beis El and he set up in Don. As we saw yesterday's daf, the end of yesterday. Amr b'Yitzchak, Ein lecha korponos uporonos shebo la'olam she'ein bo echa me'esrim v'arba behechra litra shel egel harishon. There's no punishment that comes. There's not at least like 1/24th of it, of a fraction of what came from the egel harishon, from the cheta egel shne'emar v'yom pakti v'kadi aleihem chatosim. This is a beautiful Meshech Chachma who explains that really, there's two paradigms of Averas. There's the Avera Bein Adam L'Makom, which is represented by the Egel HaZahav, and the paradigm of Avera Bein Adam L'Chaver was Mechiras Yosef. So that's when the Gemara explains also that that's what it means, that every single Avera we have has some sort of remez, or is I would say often like an offshoot is of that original Avera that all those emerge from. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chanina la'achar esrim va'arba adoros nigba pasuk zeh. So after 24 generations were done from the Cheta Egel, so then there was collected the debt from the pasuk. Shneemar va'yikra ba'ozne kol gadol leimor karvu pakudois ha'ir ve'ishkli mashcheso biyadi. They cried in my ears with a loud voice. Those who are in charge of the city are come close to me. Everyone has a weapon in his hand. So that was happening. This Pasuk in Yechezkel happened 24 doros after the Cheta Egel. Acher hadaram hazeh lo shav Yeravam midarko haro. So after Yeravam didn't go back, my acher. So famous Gemara. What do you mean? After Om Rabbi Abba acher shetefasu hakodesh baruch hu Yeravam bebigdo, Hashem grabbed him by his beged, by his clothing. Almost says, Chazor b'chot, do tshuva. V'ani v'ata u'ven Yishai netaya b'gan Eden. So you, me, and Ben Yishai, David HaMelech, will walk together in Gan Eden. So that's gevaldik. Yeravam, you did all these horrible things. Now you can be in Gan Eden, right? And if you read it, it says closely, it'll be ani, me, Hashem, v'ata on you. You'll be next, right? So why would Yeravam be above David HaMelech? Because Yeravam did Averos, and we know the Gemara tells us in the 8th parak of Yuma that if you do Averos, Shuv Me'ahavo, so then they become mitzvos. So you'd have even more mitzvos, even more mitzvos. Right? There's a Maisa, there's a story of Levi Yitzhak and Perditchev, Kedushas Levi. So they once saw, he was a big Ohev Yisrael. So he saw a big Avari and a guy who was a sinner and he's doing Averos, and he said to him, he says, Rabid, I'm so jealous of you because when you do tshuva, all of your averos are going to become mitzvos. You're going to be on a higher level than I am. That's what the Kedushas Levi said to him. So the way the story continues, the guy at the chutzpah, he answered back, he says, Rebbe, if you're jealous of me now with all my averos, just wait till tonight. Wait till tonight that I'll have even more averos to do tshuva for. So that's the way the story ends, but I'm sure that the Kedushas Levi spoke to a person like that. In the end, he would do a tshuva shlema me'ahava. But again, that's the explaining the Gemara over here. That's why Yeravam ben Nava could be even higher up than David. But watch this. Says Yeravam, Amar lo, Yeravam has this unbelievable opportunity to tshuva. Mi berosh, who will be at the head? Why are you asking? He just said who's going to be mi berosh. Is Ben Yishai berosh? David Amel is going to be there. So Ihoch, if that's so, lo beina, I'm not interested. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a powerful Musar Shmuz in the Sichos Musar. Why are you asking who's going to be? Hashem just told you, you're going to be there. No, but from here you see the terrible taiva for Kavod. He knew he was going to be in front. He knew he was going to be Barosh, but he wanted to hear it again. Again. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, so that's all he used to say when he would hear the boys sing over Chazar and Ashir, and they'd be singing over Reb Chaim Brisk, they'd say, oh, Reb Chaim Gzok. And they'd be arguing about Reb Chaim, and that was his name. He says, it felt good to hear them. Even though he knew it wasn't him, it felt good. So you see from here the power of Kavod. Yeravam had a ticket into Gan Eden, but the Kavod wasn't great enough. He wanted to hear it again. I'll be up front. And then therefore he lost it. Okay. Continues the Gemara now. Rabbi Avahu, Havaragi, Vahavah, Kadorish, Bishlosh, Malachim. So Rabbi used to darshan a lot about these three kings who he said have no chelik in Olam Haba. So Cholosh, he got sick. So Kabbalah, he was Makabal on himself. Delo Darish, he's not going to talk about them anymore. Kevan, the Ispach, Hadar Kadorish. Then he got better and he went back. He started darshaning again. So Amri, so they said, is Talmidim, Lo Kabilat, didn't you take a Kabbalah Allah on yourself? Delo Darshas Behu, you're not going to give drashas about them anymore? So Amri, no, he said, Rivau said, Inhu mi hadu behu, did they do tshuva? Did I have to change also? No. I mean, I'm still going to be pointing out all the inappropriate things they did. So based upon that, we have another famous Gemara in today's daf, Rav Ashi Oki Ashlosha Malachim Amr Lamachar Niftach Bechavroin. Tomorrow we're going to start off with one of our chaverim, with Menashe. So he calls him a chaver. So awesome, Menashe v'ischazi lei bechelne. So Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream. Amr chavrach v'chavire da'avuch kraslan. You're calling us chaverim, your colleagues. I mean, who are you? You're not on our level. You're not our chaver. So mehecha boys the mishra the moitzi. So Menashe, I'm going to ask you a question. Where should one cut for hamotzi? So Amale lo yedana. So Rashi says, I don't know where to start cutting the first slice for hamotzi. So Amale mehecha devoyz la mishra de moitzi lo gemiras. You never learned that. And nevertheless, v'chavrach karislan, you're calling us a chaver, meaning you're not on our level. You're like an amharetz compared to us. You don't even know the simple halacha. So Amale agmareli, tell me, teach me. L'mocher deresh nolei b'mishmach b'pirke. I'll say over in shir. I'll say it in your name. I'll say over the halacha. So Amalei mehecha de karim bishula, from where it gets brown, where it crusts. This is an interesting halacha to know. It's true, Shulchan Aruch brings this down. That when a person's making hamotzi, what do they take the first bite? So I once saw my friend Rabbi Rafael Willig do this, and I thought it was just a shtick, but then I later on learned the correct halacha. He was eating, making hamotzi on a slice of pizza, and he took from the crust of it. He didn't take his bite from there. So I just thought he was eating backwards for, I don't know, shtick. But then I realized later on, I learned the halacha. That's the correct thing, because that's the part that browns first. The crust of the pizza is what browns it. L'moshel, you have a slice of bread. So you probably should not eat from the rye bread in the middle or the white bread in the middle. You should take from the crust. That should be your first bite, because that's where the hamotzi goes on, as the Gemara here tells us from halacha from Menashe. Okay, amale me'acher dechakim tzu kulehai. Since you're such a chacham, right? Ravashi says to him, my time a kapal chim tzu lavodazara. Why are you being over lavodazara? Just you know better. So amale ihavas hasim. If you would have been there, havas nekina b'shipule galima, you would have lifted up your coat, urahata abasra, and you would have ran after it, right? Meaning, what does it mean to lift up your coat? So the Maharal explains that this is a metaphor for sometimes obstacles come up in our way. We have a Yetzer Hara to do something, and all of a sudden we get distracted, and we lose interest. We don't do it anymore. So here, he's saying like this, even if you would have had an obstacle, even if something would have been preventing you, your coat would have been stopping you from doing it, so it's okay, so I'm not going to do it anymore. I got the, whatever, it didn't work out. Here, you would have lifted up your coat, you would have removed the obstacle to still do the Avodah Zarah. That's how strong it was, because we learned earlier that we have no understanding whatsoever. They davened and took away the taiva for Avodah Zarah. So once Ravashi heard this, Lamachar Amalahu Rabbanan Niftach Beriv Vosa, we're going to begin with one of our teachers, right? That these they were greater than us in their Yediyah Satorah, but nevertheless they did Averis and they did lose their Olam Haba. So I was now going to go to the second king was Achav. So the more darshan's his name. Achav breaks up to Ach and Av. Ach l'shamayim, Av l'avodah zara. Ach l'shamayim dechsev Ach l'tzara yivaleid, Av l'avodah zara dechsev kirachim Av abonim. Vayhi hanokia lechtoi bechatos, Yeravim ben Navot. It came to pass that the most minor of the Averus was following the ways of Yeravim ben Navot. This is referring back to Achav. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kalos she'osu Achav ke chamurois she'osu Yeravim. So the light things that Achav did were like the chamuros that Yeravim did. Bipnei ma tol ha'kosu b'Yeravim. So why is it connecting him to Yeravim? Bipnei shu haya techila lekalkala. Because he's the one who started off all the ruining of the kilkel. Gam mizbechoisam ke galim al talmei sadai. So there was Mizbechos, there was altars like the galen, like the droppings, the manure of the field. Amar Biyochanan, Ein lecha kol telem betelem be'eretz Yisroel shelo hemid alav achav avodah zarah v'yishtachav elo. There wasn't any furrow in the entire place of Eretz Yisrael that Achav didn't make an avodah zarah there and bow down to it. Umanolon de lo asi la amada asi. So how do you know that Achav Taka does not get olam habo? Dichsiv vihichrati la Achav mishtein bekir for otzer v'ozuv be Yisrael. So he'll be cut off, right? Hichrati, I'll cut off Achav. He'll be literally closed up and he'll be abandoned. Otzer, he'll be closed, but olam hazeh v'ozuv and forsaken la olam habo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan nipnei ma zocha Omri lemalchus. So Omri, who was his Achav's father, so in what zechus did he get? Did he get the kingship? So nipnei shehosif krach echad beeretz Yisrael, because he added a city to Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar vayikenes hahar shalim roin me'es. Me'ez Shemer be'kikrorim kosev, ayiven es hahar, vayikro es shem ha'ir, asher bona al shem, Shemer Adonai hahar, Shomron. So he built a city. There was a story that they bring down from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Zatzal, that he was once, this is obviously pre-Medina, he was speaking about what are these people who are not yet religious, they're, why are they, maybe will they be zoiche to having a power, position of power of rulership in the state? I think it's not yet formed yet, but he'd been meant in the Medina. So because they're building cities, he says, we have to do it. We who are from, we have to do this. And he got down after his drush and he started, they got down, like picked up stones and started moving them off the road. And they saw Rabbi Chaim Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld doing this, everybody else followed him. They cleared a path, and they said that this is how we're going to be rebuilding Eretz Yisrael as well, so that Yirei Shemayim should be zoche to Malchus as well. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan mipnei ma zoche Achav leMalchus Esther Mishtaim Shana. So what zuchus did Achav have that he was a melech for 22 years? Mipnei shekived es haTorah shenitna beEsther Mishtaim Osios, because he gave kavod, he honored the Torah that was given with 22 letters. Shneemar vayishlach malachim el Achav melech Yisrael haIra. He sent messengers to Achav. Ve'omelo koamar ben Hadad. Right, this is what Ben Hadad says. Kaspecha v'zahavcholi hu v'nashecha v'necha hatovim lihem. So your kesef and your zahav are mine. Your wives and your children are mine. Ki im ko es mocher eshlach es avadai elecha v'chip su es beisicho v'es batei avadecha v'hayel kol machmad einecha, and whatever most precious in your eyes, yesimu biyodom lakachol, they can give it to their hands, they can take it. V'omer l'malachei ben Hadad, so he said back to the messengers of Ben Hadad, im la'adani hamelech, say back to my master the king, kol asher shalachto el avdecha b'rishona eseh, right, everything you said originally, I'm going to do. V'adavr hazeh, but this lo ucha lasois, but this thing I'm not going to do. So my machman enecha. So what is the delight of your eyes? Lav sefer Torah. Isn't that the sefer Torah? Meaning that that's what Achav was mechabed. He's not going to do it. So dilma avodah zara. One second. No, maybe what was machman enecha, what was so precious in Achav's eyes, was avodah zara. Now lo salka daitach dichsiv, because the pasuk says v'yomru elav kol hazakeni mechol ha'am lo soive v'lo sishma. Right? Don't give in. Don't listen to them. Vidilmasave devahasohave. Maybe this was the people were these were wicked zakenim. Miloksiv doesn't say vayishar hadaver be'ene of shalom uve'ene kol zikne Yisrael. Right? That this was zikne Yisrael here referring to with Avshalom with the Rishayim. Says no. Va'amar of Yosef tsabe devahaso. These were talking about. And this is the proof, right? This is the proof that these were the people who were these Zakenim were wicked. No, but it doesn't say Chol Ha'am. It just says these people. Here it says V'chol Ha'am. Everybody, we're talking about Achav. You can't say that the entire nation that weren't any tzaddikim. D'chsiv v'hishariti b'Yisrael shivas alafim kol. You have 7,000 who didn't bow down to him, 7,000 who didn't kiss it, right? So you see the word tzaddikim in the times of Achav. So Amr of Nachman, Achav shokul haya. Interesting. Achav was balanced, equal, right, between mitzvos and averus. Shne'emar, v'yomer Hashem, mi yifate es Achav, v'yal v'yipo b'ramos gilad. Who's going to go and trick Achav, so he's going to fall at Ramos Gilad? So Vayomer ze bocho veze oimer becho. I'll do it. Maski law, Reb Yosef. Mandechsiv be raklo haya ka'achav asher hismaker lasleis harab eni Hashem asher hisato oso izevel ishto. There was no one like Achav who devoted himself so much to do the avodah zarah that his wife Izevel brought to the Eretz Yisrael. She imported it. And we learned bechol yom ha'isah shokeles shikli zav avodah zarah. She used to measure the amount of weight of Achav and donate that to avodah zarah. Va'at amr shokolai. What, you're saying that he was equal? No, he was a big rasha. El Achav vatran b'mamona haya. He was a big mavater. He was very generous. Umitoch shehehena talmidei chachamim in nechosav, because he gave a lot to talmidei chachamim as well. Kipru lo mechza. That was mechapir. The fact he supported him, that was mechapir for half of him. Vayetze haruach v'yamod lifnei Hashem v'yomer ani afatenu. So going back to the psukim, it says that a ruach came, said, "I will trick him." V'yomer Hashem elav bameh. Says, "How are you going to do it?" V'yomer eitze, I'm going to go v'hayisi ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyav. I'm going to put out a false spirit in the mouth of all the neviim. V'yomer tefate v'gam tucha. Okay, you can go. Say v'aseichin, get out and do this. My ruach, what's the ruach? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, rucha shel Novos ha-Yisraeli. This was Novos who wanted to take revenge because Achav had, and Izevel had set him up with the Edeshek, saying that he had really was Mori B'malchus when he wasn't, and he took this kerem. Okay, the more darshans might say, what does it mean go out? So Amar Ravina, tsei min mechitzosi. get out of my mechitza. Why? Shekein k'siv. It says in Pasuk, Dov shkarim lo yikoin l'neged einai. You wanted to say sheker, that's fine, but you can't be with me. Right? The chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Emes and sheker can't go together. Omer papa, hain da amre inshe, I would say, de para kine mecharri beisei. One who is a kinoi is going to destroy his own house. He's machriv his bayis. V'yas acha v'esa. Hashir of Yosef Achav Lasos Lehich Is Es Hashem Elokei Yisrael Mikom Malchei Yisrael Asher Hayu Lefonav. So Achav made an Asherah and did more to upset Hashem, to provoke Hashem, than all the other kings before him. Omer B'Yochanan Shekosav Al Dalsos Shom, says on the doors of the Shomron, Achav Kofar Belohei Yisrael. Achav denies the Jewish God. Lefikach Ein Lechelik B'Elokei Yisrael. Therefore he has no share in the Jewish God. Vayvakish es achaz yahu veyil keduhu vehu mischabe b'shomron. They were looking for achaz yahu, and he was hiding in Shomron. Omer blevi shahaya koder az koros v'koisiv avodah zarah tachtehim. He was cutting out where Hashem's name, and azkar means the mentioning of Hashem's name in a sefer Torah, and instead he was inserting the names of avodah zarah. Menashe shenoshe yah. So the third one was Menashe. He was forgot Hashem. That's what he's in. Dover Acher Menashe Shehin Shi Es Yisrael Avihim Shiva Shemayim. Another pshat, he caused the Jewish people to forget their father. Umanola and Delo Oslama Da Osi. How do you know he didn't get Olam Haba? Dechsiv Ben Shteim Es Reshana Menashe B'Malko V'Chamishim V'Chamish Shana Malach B'Yushalayim. So he said he was 12 years old when he started to rule, and he was for 55 years in Yerushalayim. He did what was right, bad. V'yas ra sheira be'ein Hashem, because she also Achav Melech b'Yisrael, just like Achav did. Ma Achav ein lechelik l'olam haba, and just like Achav doesn't have a chelik l'olam haba, Af Menashe ein lechelik l'olam haba. So that's the raya that we see that Menashe also, just like Achav, didn't have a part in olam haba. Okay, Emet Hashem, will stop here for today's daf kuf beis.